gentlemen, this is the Hoopers Podcast. I am your host, the president of the Hoopers, the headband warrior, Uncle Ben Roberts. And my two guests today are both very special people. My first guest is a boy who goes by many names. Griffy, Griffy Grooze, Grooze McDuck, Giggy, Ryan Geegs. It's my nephew, Griffith Ivan Evans.
Hello.
Hello, say hello to the folks in the microphone.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Are you happy to be here?
Yes.
Very exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
And my second guest today is a lady who goes by many names. Niece, Betts, Doodle Machine, Miss Mayhem. It's Beatrice Vera Evans, my niece. Would you like to say hello to the folks at home?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello to the folks at home. You are my niece and you are my nephew.
Yes, I am.
You're my six-year-old nephew.
No, nine.
Oh, nine now, is it?
Yeah.
Goodness me, time flies when you're having fun, eh?
Yeah.
And you are my four-year-old niece.
Five.
Oh, five. I was a lot closer, wasn't I, with niece's age?
Ah. And I'm almost six. I'm six in January.
January the... second?
I'm having my party...
yeah.
...on January the 2nd.
Oh, okay.
And I'm having my birthday on January the 3rd.
And who's coming to the party?
Stefan is.
Oh, Steffi's coming, eh?
I'm not sure who else.
Ridgie?
Yeah,
Ridge, yeah, definitely.
So both your cousins are coming?
Yeah, so yeah. We're going to talk about football first.
Oh, are we?
Yes.
Apparently, we're going to talk about football first.
Great decision.
Because that's all we talk about in this family, isn't it?
To say, guys...
basically.
Say, guys, people are on the sofa, snuggly or something. You girls can play football.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And you play football all the time, don't you, niece?
Well, I can play on this pipe.
When you want to, you go outside and play football in the garden, don't you?
Yeah.
So, basically, what we're going to talk about now is Manchester United.
How are we?
Yeah, not City. They're not very good.
What do you like about Man United?
They've got really good players.
Okay.
And they're... are second.
Oh, they're second in the league. That's not bad.
Yeah, second is really good.
Yeah, it's not quite as good as first.
Yeah, no. But we want them to go first.
Yeah, but...
some people like different countries, but it's okay. All teams.
Yeah, everyone's fine with us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everyone's choice is just fine and dandy.
Because everyone who lives in Wales, you should love Wales.
Yeah, Wales is a good team, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Cardiff too.
Cardiff is good.
Who's your favourite?
And Man United.
Yeah, who's your favourite player, niece?
Gareth Bale.
Gareth Bale, eh?
No, he's not in Wales. He's just my favourite. Because he's the main character.
He lives in Spain, but he comes back to play for Wales sometimes, doesn't he?
Yep.
Not sometimes, all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
And he has a nice ponytail.
Yeah, he does.
I think he has a bun sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the time it's a bun.
And Unks has a ponytail sometimes as well, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yep.
So we need to cheat on anyone.
And the reason he's called the Headband Warrior is because he wears a headband to
and
play
and it's
football.
Black, white and pink.
This one is black, white and pink, isn't it?
Yeah.
The one I use for playing football is grey. Because we play in a grey kit and the headband has to match the kit.
He means the one that he's wearing right now.
The one that I'm wearing right now is pink, actually.
Yeah, that was the one that I'm talking about.
Yeah. That's the one I'm wearing right now. And when I play football, I wear a grey one.
Yes.
Very interesting, eh?
Yep.
What do you wear when you play football?
Well, the kit. And sometimes I wear sweatband. Sometimes.
Oh, do you? What? On your arms?
Yeah, I've got a Man U one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And do you wear anything on your hands?
Gloves. Goalie gloves.
Oh, goalie gloves. So in other words, you're a goalie, are you?
Yes.
Yes.
Ah, and how's that working out for you?
Great.
He's saving like a million goals since here.
Oh, is he?
Since Christmas.
Is he a bit mad, niece?
Yeah.
Because sometimes they say that you have to be absolutely barking mad to be a goalkeeper.
Yeah, so let's talk about
one. Once, a few weeks ago, like 2 weeks ago, there was a long shot on it and I dived and saved it with my leg.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Saving it with your legs is in fashion now, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Since De Gea started doing it. Yeah. Niece, what?
And he plays for Man U.
Manchester United. Yeah. Niece, what position do you like? You just like scoring loads of goals, don't you?
Oh yeah, so you just get when you celebrate.
Yes, yeah, you like the bits where you celebrate.
She is the defender, midfielder and a striker because all the defenders and all the midfielders and all the strikers.
Niecy can just do everything.
Yeah.
And can't you, you can kick it the most powerful in your whole class, can't you? Didn't you win some football?
Yes, you did.
Trophy. Yeah. So well done, niece.
Where's
the boy? But sadly, I didn't win it from my class because there's a player in my class and he...
But what's his name?
Ben Davis.
Do you want to say hello to Ben Davis?
Hello, Ben. Benny.
Benny, eh?
Yeah. And he plays for Swansea Academy.
Ben doesn't even know you, Uncle B, because...
He might. Math does.
Well, now he'll know me, won't he? Because he'll listen to the podcast. Griff, you can show everyone in your class the podcast.
If he doesn't know you, he doesn't know you're doing a podcast, though.
Well, Griff will have to tell him, won't he?
Yeah, I'll tell him. Go on the Podcast Bean website or something.
Yeah, Podbean. It's hoopers.podbean.com. Or he can find us on Twitter at hooperspodcast.
I thought it was Facebook.
Yeah, okay, guys, come on, let's talk about...
What do you want to talk about next, Nace?
School.
Oh, you want to talk about school, eh?
Yeah.
So, because you're 6 years old, you must be in year one now.
No, I'm nine and I'm in year four.
Oh, year four.
Yeah.
And what are you learning about?
The fair.
Oh, the fair, eh? And niece, you're in year...
One.
Year one. And you're learning about all kinds of stuff?
Yeah.
Like maths?
Yeah.
Oh, so you can do good maths?
Yeah.
Maybe we should...
I even know 9 add 9.
Oh, really?
I know 6 add 6. 6 add 6 to 9 add 9. Do you want me to tell them all?
Yeah, tell them all.
So, 6 add 6 is 12.
Uh-huh.
7 add 7 is 14. 8 add 8 is 16.
Uh-huh.
And 9 add 9 is 18.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Griff, is she correct?
Yes.
You're a maths whiz as well, aren't you?
Yeah,
Uncle B.
Yeah?
Give us a 100 add 100. That's easy, isn't it, Griff?
100 add 100.
200.
Oh, 200, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly the same as 1 add 1, but you just add two zeros on the end.
Yeah, you just add the word 100 after, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way of remembering, isn't
it? So you just put... What's 1 add 1?
2.
Yeah? So if you have, like, add... So what's 2 add 2?
4. 4, right.
So if you get 20 add 20, it's 40.
Oh, yeah. That's a good way of remembering, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ah, did your teacher teach you that?
No, I worked out myself.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and I told everyone in the class.
Who is your teacher?
Miss Ryle?
No, it's Mrs. Davis, actually. Ryle is the assistant teacher.
No, she's not. She's the actual...
No, she's not.
Yeah, she's the main teacher with Tennessee.
Yeah, so Miss Davis and Miss Ryle.
Well, who deserves all the credit?
And Miss Jones.
Yeah, but she's definitely assistant teacher.
Who deserves all the credit?
And my other teacher still in the school, but she's just gone to a different class.
Which one?
Miss Roberts.
Which class, though?
Does my pimple pedwar.
She's not in pedwar.
She's
then
moving up in the world.
Pimp then.
That's a big move, isn't it? From 1 to 5.
Yeah. And my teacher is the sports teacher.
Mr. Football. And his name is Mr. Balbini.
Mr. Balbini.
Yes, that's a cheeky name.
Goodness me. Is he going to listen to the podcast, do you think?
Probably not.
What's his first name?
Lee.
I'll look him up on Twitter and see if he'll follow the Hoopers podcast. Will you tell him about the podcast, Geeks?
Yeah.
Ah, perfect.
But the only problem is, try Lee Balbini. If that doesn't work, try Joanna Balbini, because that's his wife.
Oh, his wife, eh? Well, yeah. A big shout out to Griff's teacher's wife, Joanna Balbini.
Yeah.
Is he the guy who's been teaching you about the fair?
Yes.
And what do you know about the fair anyway?
Well,
I've got some notes about the fair.
They had fairs on the River Thames.
Mm-hmm.
So we can read fairs have lots of fun things like...
So let's talk about the fair now.
Hot dogs, chips, loads of stuff.
Big wheel!
Oh yeah, the big wheel.
Oh yeah, and loads of rides like the Helter Skelter,
cups,
the Fun House.
Cups.
Yeah.
So, do you want to hear my notes about the fair?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yes.
That'd be very interesting.
So you can tell us our notes and then we'll say it.
Here we go. Fairs have been around. No copying my notes, please.
Okay.
Fairs have been around since Roman times, as fairs were often used for religious and seasonal activities in olden times. Traveling carnivals became particularly popular around America in the 19th century. No looking at my notes, please!
Griffiths?
I'm not, but I'm looking at the screen.
Get over there. It became popular in the 19th century, featuring fairground rides, animals, and food. Fairgrounds have been used...
Okay,
yeah.
I think I can't read tiny, so I can see.
Yeah, you can sit there, that's fine.
Yeah, because I can still see.
So I'll sit over here in Nisi's place for a bit.
Fairgrounds have been used as the setting for several iconic films, such as Grease and Power Rangers the Movie. Do you remember?
Yep.
Yeah, that was good. It has become tradition...
Oh yeah, we're gonna listen to the song Grease.
Oh yeah, that's right. Later we'll listen to the song Grease.
Yes. Are we going
to
watch a part of it?
Yeah, we'll watch the little... That'll be our watch a thing this week.
Let's watch the end, because it's got a song at the end.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Together like whoa, shake your bum.
Shake your bum.
That's not what
it... It's become traditional to eat candy floss at fairs.
You.
A coloured spun sugar, which was first introduced in the 1904 St. Louis World Fair, and which Americans call... Do you know what Americans call candy floss?
Don't know.
Cotton candy.
Oh, yeah, I've heard
cotton
that before.
Cotton candy.
But before you carry on, I don't really like candy floss because it gets all sticky around your mouth.
It does get very sticky, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Very sticky.
I still feel it.
Oh, do you? Uncle's favourite fair to go to is the Menai Bridge Fair, a yearly event held in Menai Bridge with lots of rides and games to play.
Wait, what time of year is it?
It's in like October, November.
Ah, so the time of my birthday.
Yeah, that's probably why we have the fair.
Yeah!
Uncle's favourite ride to go on is the flashy lights ride that spins you upside down and around in circles while it goes up and down.
The carousel?
Don't know.
That's what it's called.
Okay. Or the one where they put you in a big tumble dryer and spin you so fast that you get stuck to the walls. Have you been on that one?
I've never been on it, but I know which ride you mean.
Yeah, that's a really good ride.
Yeah.
Uncle once won a fish at Menai Bridge Fair and kept it for 4 years.
Really?
Yeah, but unfortunately it died while Nana was supposed to be looking after it while Unks went to university.
Nana! She's the villain!
She's just the worst, isn't she?
Well, sometimes.
Poor little Chunky.
She should have said what you said to her.
She should have fed Chunky properly, shouldn't she?
Yeah, his name is Chunky.
Yeah.
Chunky?
Yeah, Chunky the fish.
Oh, that's a nice name. Yeah.
Chunky, like Chunky. Chunky fish. Yeah. Is he like a big chunk?
He was tiny when I got him, but he grew quite big. I took him home from the fair in a little bag, very carefully, held him on my lap in the car.
With water in it?
Yeah, it was like a bag with water in it.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and then when I got home, I found a big jug and just put him in that.
Oh, okay.
And then later, I bought a bowl for him and food, and I bought him two friends.
Who?
I can't remember what they were called.
And this is a really funny story. So basically, I used to go to Beavers, but now I play football instead. So basically, in Beavers, we were doing this thing with tadpoles, and you got to take tadpoles home. So I took tadpoles home, and we had them for like 2 months or 3 months or something. And then we went on holiday, and then when we came back,
they disappeared.
The tank had disappeared, and there was this like fishy smell in the house. That was just my jumper. It had gone like really, really weird or something. But
no, it wasn't your jumper, Anki. It wasn't your jumper. It was they turned into frogs and they leaped away or they died.
Yeah, something like that.
Is that really what happened?
Yeah.
They turned into frogs and leaped away.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh my goodness. Did you ever see find them again?
No. So that was in our old house.
So for all we know.
No, it wasn't in our old house.
Yeah, it was. That happened in our old house.
You.
No, it was in our old one.
You.
It wasn't.
Let me think.
Give me some thinking time.
Yeah. No, it was definitely not in the old house. It was in there.
Because if it's in the new house, then they could still be in the house somewhere.
No, it was like... No, but I stopped Beavers before we even went to... before we even moved into the new house. So that's impossible.
Why did you stop Beavers?
Because of football.
Beavers is like scouts, isn't it?
Yeah, scouts.
Yeah. I'm trying to explain to our American listeners, because they won't know what Beavers is, will they?
No.
Griff, should we talk a bit of Welsh to people?
Oh, yes. For our American listeners,
Griff,
you could teach
them
Welsh.
Say hello in Welsh. I know it.
Hello. It's hello. A simple one.
Hello.
Or bore da, or prin hawn da. Good
morning. Bore da and prin hawn da means good morning and good afternoon.
Oh, very good. What else is like a handy word to know for Americans?
Hwyl fawr, and it means goodbye.
Hwyl fawr.
Yeah.
What about thank you?
Diolch.
Diolch. That's an easy to remember.
Another one, thanks.
Please.
Yeah.
Os gwelwch
yn dda. That's quite a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah.
What else would be useful? Can I have a drink?
Os gwelwch yn dda, gai ddiod.
Oh yeah, that sounds pretty good. These American fans will be speaking Welsh in no time.
Yeah.
As long as they can do sounds like and.
Yeah, you have to do and.
And.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah. Yeah. And. You gotta roll your R's, haven't you? Oh, very good, Nate.
What about this? Oh, I got it.
Wow, very that good. Was long.
Very good.
Yeah.
Bet you can't do that, geeked.
I can.
Well, Griff hasn't told us anything about the fair yet.
Yeah, so basically...
No, wait, we're talking Welsh.
Oh, yeah, tell us in Welsh, geeks.
Griff, my best
What?
Thing,
wait, what is...
Oh, I've got a good one.
What
about... electric bike or something, was it?
Motorbike?
Yes. Do you know what that is in Welsh?
Oh, what?
Beic motor.
Is it?
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that either. Very good, niece. Very good.
So let's go on to...
Griff.
Oh, and congratulations is Llongyfarchiadau.
Oh, yeah,
very big.
Good. Yeah, but it's a very nice word, isn't it? Llongyfarchiadau. Yeah. Griff, you haven't even told us what fair is in Welsh yet.
Fire.
Simple.
Yeah, that is very simple to remember.
Okay.
And what are some good things that...
Shall we listen to some songs?
Oh, you want to listen to some songs,
do
you?
No, do that when we're talking about music.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about... In a couple of minutes, we'll talk about music.
Mm. Yeah, so...
Because you're both big music fans, aren't you?
The fair is fun because it is really, 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 really fun.
Oh, yeah, fun.
They're fun because you have loads of things to do. Wait, Fern in Welsh is hoyle.
Hoyle.
Just giving you a bit of information
hoyle.
There. Yeah, so fun fairs are fun because you eat loads of things, you go on really cool rides, you can get loads of cool stuff.
Food?
Yeah, food.
Food's great, nice walking around.
Hot chocolate.
Lots of nice
marshmallows.
Flashy lights and things like that.
Yeah,
you know what
really
I had the other
colorful.
Day went to Wonderland?
What?
Marshmallows dipped in white chocolate.
I had it in dark chocolate.
That sounds amazing.
With donuts.
That sounds amazing.
I had it with donuts.
Yep, so...
Oh, niece, you have a look on your face like you want to sing a song.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do want to sing a song, do you?
Yeah, I
want to
sing Mr. Elf.
You want to sing what?
Mr. Elf's song. Okay, do you want to sing it now?
Say it into the mic, what you're going to sing.
Right now?
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Earth and a goch gwyn a gwyrth, my hoily gal and bobman and a cwmni. Hey, Mr. Earth, dy'r dam drw ar hyd y ffyrdd, am gan i gan i'r hwchiau ientyd Cymru.
Brilliant!
Very good!
How you sing a song has just been demonstrated.
Arbenigo dda! That's
now,
what I'd say.
Let's talk about songs.
Yeah, we're going to listen to Grease.
Oh, songs, eh? Yeah, we are going to listen to Grease. Well, we're going to watch Grease.
Yeah.
And we're
going
to listen to Oasis.
Yes.
So do you guys have any favourite songs?
Yeah, my favourite song is River.
River by who?
Ed Sheeran.
How does it go?
And Eminem.
Oh, that new song. Is it like on Eminem's album, but Ed Sheeran's in it?
My favourite song is Call Me Maybe.
Call Me Maybe.
Featuring Ed Sheeran.
Featuring Ed Sheeran on Eminem's new album. I haven't heard it yet.
I have.
Let's rock and roll.
What?
What do you mean, let's rock and roll?
Oh, she's going to put her sunglasses on. Yeah, put your sunglasses on if we're going to talk about rock and roll. Niece? You seem to have gone a little bit crazy.
Should we listen to a
song? Hang on. Maybe we haven't heard about Niece's favourite song.
Oh, yeah. What's her favourite song?
I've already said it.
Oh, Call Me Maybe.
Yeah.
Who's it by?
It's by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Ah, yeah. I remember that
just
song.
I just say that.
Okay, so now that we've got that out of the way, some really nice songs there.
Yeah. I want to listen to Grease.
Oh, you want to listen to Grease right now?
No, do Oasis first.
Well, we might as well do Grease first.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, let's do Grease first.
Yeah, but how can we walk?
Right, we're going to listen to Grease.
So, shall I tell you a little bit about Grease?
Yeah, well, we already know.
Yeah, but you don't know these fantastic notes that Unks has prepared, do you?
Oh, no, we don't.
The 1978 hit musical film Grease centres around a blonde good girl, Sandy, played by Olivia Newton-John, and a bad boy, Danny, played by John Travolta, going to school together in the 1950s and falling in love. Huh? Good, eh?
Yeah.
In the middle of the film, Danny and Sandy have a big argument because they were too different. Danny was busy playing with the naughty guys in the leather jackets all the time, and Sandy just wanted to do her homework. We'll be watching the end scene at a fairground.
Great!
Arbenigo dda, where Danny reveals that he's joined the running team to try and be a nice guy from now on, and Sandy appears in leather. So they both show each other that they're willing to change for love.
Great!
Isn't that nice, eh?
Yeah, we should watch it now.
Yeah, here it is. Here's the scene from Grease.
So, what a film!
What did you think of it?
Good!
We just watched about 7 minutes of the end of Grease. We watched You're the one that I want. You know that song where they're going,
yeah.
I got chills, they're multiplying.
Yeah.
And I'm losing control.
And we saw the ending song.
Yeah, that we go together. Like shoo wap di ba ba da ba doo ba doo ba doo.
Shake, shake.
Yeah.
With all of us singing.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? One, two, three. We go together like shoo-bop-de-bop-a-dop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop. And come together like scoop-a-dop-a-doop-a-dop-a-doop-a-doop. Shang-chang, shang-chang-chang-chang-chang. That's the way it should be. Right, that's cheeky. Because those are not the words.
We watched the end of Grease.
Really?
Oh, your
mother. Oh, yeah. Chang-chang.
Your mother seems to have turned up.
What does mummy think of that part? Remember?
This is our mother. She was in the last episode.
Hello. What do I think of that part? Do you remember?
She birthed and raised you.
I can't remember. She's crying for some reason. I don't know why.
I
is
cry.
It sad?
Yeah, well,
when they drove
mummy,
off in the sky?
I always cry at getting together moments.
Mummy, this is not a microphone.
It's not?
Because when you say when you say put into that, when you just, without this,
yeah.
It kind of makes it like not very nice.
Okay.
So you have to have this to
Yeah,
like,
that's exactly right.
Right, guys,
yeah, so.
It's 8 o'clock.
Wow, is it?
Yeah.
Wow, so we better finish the podcast.
It's been a long time. So, should you just wrap it up?
How about we listen to a brand new song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's from a band called Oasis.
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you a little bit about Oasis. Oasis were a band formed by two brothers.
Really?
Noel and Liam Gallagher in Manchester in the early 1990s.
Ooh.
They had a troubled childhood as their father used to hit them.
Ouch.
And Noel was expelled from school at 15 for throwing a bag of flour over a teacher. And there's nothing funny about that. Okay?
Why isn't it not funny?
Because that poor teacher got a bag of flour all over her head.
Naughty.
Not funny at all. Right, let me continue. Oasis' first album, Definitely Maybe, became the fastest selling British album ever.
Really?
Yeah. Well, Definitely Maybe. Supersonic was the first single released from Definitely Maybe. Noel Gallagher wrote the song at 3 in the morning while the rest of the band took a break from recording their album to have a Chinese takeaway. The song is about being around on the streets in 1980s and 1990s as a teenager.
Really?
Are you ready to listen to it?
Yeah!
Well, let's listen to it, eh?
Woohoo!
Yeah, let's go. You guys won't be able to hear.
Song. I liked it because it was like really like bam, bam, bam,
bam, bam, bam. Yeah, it was like a rock and roll
song.
Yeah,
it was like so good. It was like
down and down and down. I wish all the listeners could have seen our really cool dance moves while that song
yeah.
was going on.
Yeah, we were like shaking our heads.
Yeah, we were doing like a chin thing, like
like an Egyptian.
Yeah,
a camel.
Yeah, but I'm sure it could be any race and nationality, right, geeks?
Yeah.
We don't discriminate here, do we?
No.
Look at this.
That is going to make a terrible noise on the podcast.
Petrus.
Okay.
What?
You are mad,
baby. You're mad,
baby. So, you like the song, yeah? You like Oasis?
Oh, yes.
That's the kind of music that...
We love it.
...that Unky B grew up listening to. When he was like...
Really?
Yeah, when he was probably your age, geeks.
Ah.
Will they hear me?
Not from there.
Okay.
Niece!
Nice.
You said they won't hear me though.
Yeah, but we need to make stuff for them that they can hear, like conversation. Hey guys, I've got a great idea.
What?
Why don't we play a game?
Yeah!
Yeah, games are fun, aren't they?
Yeah,
really fun. I'm excited.
Yeah, for all the family. So the game is, as you know, Uncle needs to find a wife, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So we're going to play Tinder. And ladies will come on the screen and we'll have to say, should they be Uncle's wife or should they not be Uncle's wife?
Ah, okay. Great idea. That's a great game.
And if the answer is yes, we'll say, like, why, what we like about her. And if the answer is no, we'll say what we don't like about her.
Yeah.
So let's get it up, shall we?
Okay, great.
Do you want to come and look at the screen, niece? So what about this lady, Charlie? She doesn't even have a picture. It just says 2018. Well, that's a definite no, isn't it?
Yeah.
No picture is a no. What about this lady, Carla?
Nope.
No. Now, why'd you say no?
Because she's got grey hair.
She doesn't have grey hair. She has, like, brownish hair. Let's keep looking through more pictures. Oh, she's very flexible.
Yeah.
She's got colourful tights. What do you think about those, niece?
Leggings.
Oh, yeah, leggings, I mean. What do you think about it, niece? Yes or no?
Maybe in the middle.
In the middle, yes.
So we'll say yes, just in case.
Yeah.
Because what if she's Uncle's wife and then we say no? That would be terrible. What about Amelia?
Yes!
Oh!
Yes!
Niece is definite. Why did you say yes to Amelia?
She looks so beautiful.
Do you think she does?
Yeah.
She does have blondie hair, doesn't she?
She's a dog in that picture.
She does have a dog Snapchat, doesn't she? Okay, so we'll say yes to Amelia.
Yeah.
Gweno, what about Gweno?
Not sure.
No.
No for niece. Now, why'd you say no, niece?
Well, they don't look as beautiful on the second floor.
No, that's true. What do you think about the dog, though? She's got a dog. There's a dog.
I'd say in the middle. Like...
Niece!
Maybe say yes, say yes, yes, yes.
Do you want to say yes or no, niece?
Middle.
So we'll say yes, just in case. Just in case. What about Annie?
No.
No for Annie, why?
No.
Well, because I just...
She's got white hair.
That's blondie hair.
I'm not sure, well, no.
She's graduated from university.
I'm not really sure how to describe, but no.
She's very tall, isn't she? And she has three dogs.
Well, I know how to describe.
No, she hasn't. She's got four.
I know how to describe.
And there's another one there. That's five.
I know how to describe it, but it's rude.
Oh, you can go ahead and I'll bleep it out.
Okay. She doesn't look beautiful.
Okay, that's not that rude.
So, you think she looks ugly?
Not ugly.
No, not ugly. Just not beautiful. So, we'll say no.
So like ugly.
Yeah, but she's...
I need another picture.
Yeah, let's look at another picture because that's got a Snapchat dog picture.
Ooh.
It's in a white shirt.
Maybe. Yes.
Yeah, I'll go for it. Yes.
Call me maybe. Okay, yes. What about Charlotte?
Not sure.
Now, there, she's in her pants, which isn't very good at all.
No.
How am I supposed to marry someone who just wears pants?
Yep.
What a... You say yes, do you?
Yes.
Why? What do we like about her?
Well, she's always in her pants.
Well, she's in a dress here, isn't she? Oh, pants again.
Doing yoga.
So that's a yes from us.
Yeah.
If you wear pants, you get a yes from us. Isn't that right, niece?
Yeah.
What about Fionn?
Nope.
No.
Nah, don't like Fionn. She a bit... Oh.
That sums it up. She's wearing a pumpkin costume.
A pumpkin?
So funny.
Costume. So does that mean yes because she's funny or no because she looks like a pumpkin?
No.
Yes.
No.
Look, there's another guy.
Ooh, and she's got a niece. So should we say yes or no? You say no. What do you say, niece?
No.
No for Fionn. Sorry, pumpkin. We can't marry a pumpkin. We're not Cinderella. What about Amber?
Amber.
Now, Amber is another word for fire or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, she's smiling in all her pictures.
Yes.
Got a purple dress.
Yes.
Niece says yes. Griff says yes. So we've got a like. What about Victoria?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you like her, do you, niece?
No, I don't.
Let's see more
but
pictures
I
then.
I don't think you would like marrying her. I just like her.
I wouldn't like marrying her.
Oh, no.
No. Yeah, we've got... Remember, Unks has got to find a wife.
Yeah.
It's the one I hoped for. It's the one I see.
Let's see more of Claire. She's wearing a nice hat, which is promising. She's 26, which is the same age as Unks. She's wearing a nice red dress there.
No.
You say no. Why did you say no?
Well, she is... Well, in some pictures, she looks like she's like really, really cold and all warm. And she just looks different in every picture, so no.
What do you say, niece?
I'll go for no.
You're going to go for no?
Yeah, I'm
no.
going to go for
Well, I'm going to go for yes!
Really?
Because she had a nice dress.
Rosie.
Rosie's 25, and we have 16 mutual friends. How about that?
No, I don't think her.
She's dressed like a nun.
She doesn't...
She's got a hat on.
No.
She's on a boat.
No, I don't
Maybe she's
think
rich.
So. I don't think so.
Let's see. She's a barmaid?
I don't think so.
The only problem is, she's mutual friends with Bethan and Seaned.
Is she?
So she's probably a troublemaker.
Oh, she's friends with your friends?
Yeah. We have 16 mutual friends.
Well, she's friends with your friends?
Yeah.
Oh.
No. I'd say no.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Because what if the relationship went bad? Then I'd have to stop being friends with all my friends. What do you think, niece?
No.
Well, I'm going to say yes.
Really?
Ha 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 ha. Because I'm a risk taker. Now, what about Natasha? She wears sunglasses.
I think she's on the beach there.
Yes. Let's just check. That brings it down.
Why does that one bring it down?
Well, I'm not sure.
I'll tell you why, Griff. She's got a zip on the front of her dress.
Yeah.
Do you need that for?
No, I say no.
And she's got a picture with Darth Vader, who's a bad guy.
Simply just no.
Yeah, simply no from us, sorry.
Yeah, and she's a bit old.
Okay, this will be the last one. What about this lady?
Lauren. Yes.
Oh, you like Lauren, do you? What about another picture?
Yeah.
She's got wavy hair.
Definitely.
Right, niece, you get the final say in the last one, yes or no? Let's see what her bio says. Oh, it just says what her Snapchat is.
Oh.
So I think no.
I think yes.
What do you think,
Definitely.
Niece?
No.
Ah, niece
really?
Says no. I'll tell you why I say no, Griff. It's because if the most interesting thing about her is that she's got Snapchat, and she's clearly not very interesting, is she?
Oh, yeah.
She can't even say in her bio, like, something funny.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What would you put in your bio, Griff? Are you single?
Football. Yes.
Yeah? So what, what would you say in your bio?
I like football.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Okay. Niece, you're not allowed a bio because you're never getting a boyfriend ever, okay?
What if I might get a girlfriend though?
Yeah, you might get a girlfriend, that's fine. Right guys, shall we say goodbye? Let's just say goodbye.
So what's your impression?
Wait, do you want to give your impression first?
What impression?
We just do whatever impression we like.
Okay.
You can do an impression of Nana if you want.
This is my impression of Sean Deitch.
Okay.
I think that we played very well today, and I think that we were very good today, and in defence and everything.
Ah, that was really good, Griff. If he was an 18th century Charles Dickens character, that would have been brilliant! Yeah. But unfortunately, he's a 21st century Premier League football manager!
Yeah, but that's what he sounds like!
No, that was a very nice impression. Niece, would you like to do an impression?
I want him to do more impressions.
Okay.
Oh, you can do one
I'll
more,
I'll do
Griff.
One of...
Do your best one.
Ronald Koeman.
Okay.
I like very good football players, and we don't have very good football players, so I think I should be sacked from Everton, and now I have been sacked, so it's a good decision.
That was a little bit fantastic. Very good. Would you like to hear my impression of Wayne Rooney?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like I said, I just want to play football and just keep trying my best. Keep trying my best for Everton and hopefully I keep scoring goals.
That was my Wayne Rooney impression. Lots of breath.
That was a bit funny.
Yeah, did you like it?
Yeah.
Really good. So now all that's left is to say goodbye to the folks at home.
Just for your information, in the last episode, I said on the video thing, like the recording, that I didn't know anything about wrestling, but actually I do. I know that Mick Foley ripped his own ear off and got chucked off the cage. Twice.
Yeah, that's right. That is what happened.
And fell through the wrestling ring.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't a very nice picture, was it? Because his tooth fell in his nose.
Bye, folks at home.
Bye, goodbye, folks at
goodbye,
home.
Goodbye, goodbye.
Goodbye, Pudev.
Goodbye,
Puss in Mesh Ninja.
I'm all alone every night. How I moan and how I fight those big city blues. I walk for miles, place to place, but no one smiles to help me chase those big